Welcome to the Get Up Power Hour! Bam, bam, bam! I'm your host, Mark Hayford, coming at you like a hot bowl of pudding when all you wanted was a cold cup of Jell-O. Yeah! Wake up, get up, Barbie. It's the greatest day of your life. Greatest day of your life. Pump my jam, Kev. Yeah! We got a rock show going on here every Thursday, 1 to 2 p.m., 1520 WCHE. Woo! My goodness gracious, Great Balls of Fire. How you doing, fam? I'm your host, Mark Hayford, right here on your favorite show, the greatest radio show in the history of radio shows, when you're talking mindset, attitude, tenacity, positivity, everything you want to be successful, to either get you smashing your goals or just taking your first steps out of bed. Holy moly, we are here. Do you believe we're about to hit spring? Daylight savings is next week. We're turning the corner into March. I think I seen a glimmer of sunshine out there somewhere in beautiful Chester County, Pennsylvania. And we're coming to you live, guys. Hey, I'm inviting you to follow me on all of your social media. So if you are out there, I need you to connect with me on Instagram, on Facebook, on Snapchat, on YouTube, on LinkedIn, and Twitter. Hey, you can DM me, PM me, email me, getup@markhayford.com. Now, that's a Mark with a C, so don't get it twisted, friends, okay? You can DM me, PM me, like I said. And, hey, if you go out to my website, markhayford.com, you can pick up both. Hey, it's not either. It's not which. A successful mind says both. So go pick up both of my number one books, Get Up, Encouraging You to Attack Life, and 365 Days, Encouraging You to Attack Life, which I'm going to get to in a second. And if you're like, yo, Hayford, I would love to. I just can't read. I need pictures. Well, listen, I got you covered. Go out to audible.com, and that's where, as narrated by the author, right, you got Get Up, Encouraging You to Attack Life. Now, you love this show. You love the Get Up Power Hour. You need it in your life. You need a little kick in the katush every day. You need some inspiration every day to get you rolling. Well, got you covered there, too. You go out to SoundCloud. It's an app where you go to soundcloud.com. You can download that bad boy and upload it now, and you can type in the Get Up podcast, and there's my big, beautiful, fat face beaming at you, and you can follow it every day at 5 a.m., the absolute latest. We drop a brand new podcast. Yeah, 5 a.m., sometimes the night before. So, man, here we are. Here we are, and I got to tell you, as I'm sitting here in this studio, and Kev's over there working the board, making me sound good, and you know, I got the headset on. I look like a fighter pilot from Top Gun, and got this beautiful mic glowing in front of my face. I got to tell you, getting in here, it's always a pleasure. It's always humbling. I never take it for granted. I'm always thankful for the opportunity, and I'm grateful that I get to talk to you, Get Up Army. And you guys look beautiful out there. I can't see you, but if I could, I'd imagine you'd be beautiful. As a matter of fact, I'm looking good for you too, because I was looking. You know, I was getting ready to leave, and my wife looked at me. My wife Christina, and she said, "Are you going to shave?" I said, I'm doing radio. And she's like, hold on. She's like, you look old. I'm like, well, I'm not young. She goes, you look scruffy. I'm like, well, I am scruffy. She's like, bro, you're going on the Get Up Power Hour. I'm like, you're right. And I just zip, zop, zip, rip my face to shreds. And now I look beautiful again. So we are ready to rock this thing. And you know what? I was trying to park to get in here. That's where I was going with that. And, you know, my father told me tales of Vietnam. And I know there were other dark times throughout history, but I don't know if any has ever been worse than trying to find parking right here in downtown Westchester, Pennsylvania, because that is a battle. You're in a battle. You're like in a mosh pit trying to just park and get in. But I'm in. We're here. We're ready to rock. Today I got a great guest that's going to be coming up in just a little bit. He's calling in from down south. We have an author, so I'll talk about him in a second. Man, you know what? So, obviously, I have my books. I'm an author. And what's crazy is I just talked to Christina, not my wife Christina, but another Christina, shout out to her, from Delaware. And she was in the gym, and she called me back. I left a voicemail real quick, and she called me back. And I'm proud of Christina, who's in the gym, because she's going to get on the show in a couple of weeks. The story with Christina was, as she has paraphrased it, and there's more detail, I'm sure, but she have fell into a world of drug addiction and had issues and struggles for about 15 years. Wound up getting sober, was falling back into some backsliding, and found my book, Get Up. Said she read it. It's exactly what she needed, and now she works out every single day. And she was in the gym getting at it when she called me back. So big ups to Christina in Delaware. I think that's awesome. I love that. Now, here we go. Here we go. You know, every day the SoundCloud app, which I just talked about, or the website, we do the Get Up podcast, which is different than this show. It's quicker, it's shorter, it's organic, and it follows my second book, 365 Days of Encouraging You to Attack Life, which I have with me. I'm holding it, and this thing is so, like, destroyed. It's like, I mean, the ends are torn off, and yes, I have brand new ones, but I open this every day, because every day when we upload a new podcast at 5 a.m., or sometimes, like I said, the night before, we drop a message for the day. And you know, there was a couple of them that were floating around on this date, messages that is, that I just wanted to refer to. And as I pull them together, they all kind of have a commonality here. So if you got the book at home, 365, on pages 58 and 59, page 58 reads as such, and they're quick thoughts of the day, but I want to combine them for a little bit of a mindset message here. So page 58, February 27th, reads as such. I have a simple rule. Know what you are good at. Know what you are bad at. That thing you are good at, do that. Do that. Right? Now you're like, yeah, Captain Obvious, that's great. But we don't do that. Most people do not do that. They're not living their lives out. They're not playing all out. They're not doing what they love. They're holding back. They're second guessing. They're asking other people what they think. They're not sure. They're doing other things that they have to do versus doing the things that they want to do. You know, the next page reads, everybody wants to be successful until they see that success looks like a lot of hard work. No, everybody wants to have a million YouTube followers. Everybody wants to be on stage. Everybody wants to get the award. Everybody wants to get that money, right? But what about when you got to grind? What about when you got to give up your weekends for it? What about when your friends go out and they're partying or doing whatever they're doing and you're not because you're home getting it on? So I'm going to get to that in a second. And then, you know, you jump ahead to next week, which is March. Yes, it is. It reads, good morning. You're doing better than you give yourself credit for. Keep going. Because we beat ourselves up. So I just want to talk about this for a minute before we hit into the first break and then we get my guest on the phone here. So I'm speaking at a school later, immediately after the show, an after school club for middle school. And, you know, this message is so simple, but I think it can apply to adults because I know people that are approaching 50 that still don't know what they want to do. And the real deal is you can reinvent yourself at any point of life. Your brain is so powerful. It is willing to learn right now anything. It wants more. It doesn't want to be sedentary. It wants to grow. You were made to thrive. You were made to thrive. Did you hear what I just said? You were made to thrive. You weren't just set to be here, just to exist, just to bleh. And that goes to the day-to-day. So too many people are not playing all out day-to-day. Yeah, I get it. Yeah, hey, Fred, I got bills. Yeah, I got kids. Yeah, I got no time. Yeah, rah. All you got is time. Because sometime you're going to be out of it. Then what? What were you here for? And the message I'm going to give these kids today when I go to this school and speak is that they need to find out what they like, find out what they don't like. And here's the thing. The old mindset would be if you have a kid that gets an A in science and gets a C in, I don't know, math, then you want to get the tutor for what? For math, right? Wrong. You want to get the tutor for science. You want to excel in the skill that you're good at. You want to be able to make sure that you are taking whatever this energy is, whatever this gift is, whatever this skill is that you have, that you enhance it. And then you better be ready to work it, to wring the life out of it. Do you know why I can sit in front of a microphone and they can just turn it on and I can just go. You could wake me up out of a dead sleep and I can just go, because it's what I do. I've been doing it for years. When you do a daily, think about this, a daily podcast every day, not weekends because I don't know who would listen, 5 days a week without exception, be creative, go. You have to get good. You're putting the time in. You're doing the work. That's a psychotic schedule. That's not assertive. That's aggressive. That's every day. Not like twice a week, Tuesdays and Thursdays, every other whatever. It's every day. And if it's one of the few things in life I'm good at, well, give me that mic. Let me light it up. Maybe I could bless somebody with my skills and talents. And everybody wants to be successful until they see that success looks like a lot of hard work. And that's why most people aren't successful in anything. Most realtors aren't Realtor of the Year. Most rock stars and rap artists are not getting the Grammy. Not every police officer is getting Officer of the Year award. Do you see what I'm saying? Like, you have to make sure that you're all in. If you're going to show up and do the work, you might as well be great. And if you're going to be great, that's about outworking everybody. Now, I said all that to tell you this. We'd go too much to the negative and we beat ourselves up too much. Hey, good morning, sunshine. Because you're doing better than you give yourself credit for. Keep going. Keep going, Get Up Army. I want you to keep going. We're getting ready to go into a break. And when we come back, I'm going to introduce you to my esteemed guest who I can't wait to get on the phone. The guy is so fun. Friend of mine for about, I don't know, 4, 5, 6 years now. Released his first book, which I'm excited to talk about. I can't wait to share it with you. It's going to be something you're going to want to grab and that you're going to be able to grab online. And it's, yo, I'll give you the title. Because the title alone is going to make you go, what? What's he talking about? The title is One Bullet Can't Kill a Dream, A Paradigm Shift. What Hafer just say? He said, one bullet can't kill a dream, a paradigm shift. Holy mackerel, Get Up Army. I'm here to rock your socks. Don't you go anywhere. We're going to pay some bills. Big Kev's going to drop it like it's hot, and we will be right back in 90 seconds. Woo! Mark Hayford coming at you like a sneezing fit when you're trying to parallel park a tractor trailer. What I say, I don't know. Let's do this. Yo, it is Thursday, February 27th. We are here rocking on 1520 WCHE. Oh my, Kev, crank it. Woo-hoo! Yeah. Who needs a band when I got Kev? It's great. All right. Get Up Army. We're doing this. We're ripping into it, man. Gutting it like a fish. So check it out. We play to win on this show. I want to bring people on that can give perspective and mindset and attitude and all this. And somebody I want to bring on next, I'm excited to introduce him to you. His name is Kirk Graham. Okay. Now, Kirk, first of all, if you follow me on social media out there on LinkedIn and Snap, you got me on your Facebook or you know, the Gram, right? I have pictures I promote every week, the show, and I promoted Kirk Graham and myself, and he's a freaking monster. He's a monster. Former collegiate football player, had aspirations going to the NFL, and then life happened. And, you know, we're going to talk about this. I want to get this guy on here, talk about his book, share him with you, and really put the shine on what he did. Anytime somebody writes a book, I think it's really, really super cool, obviously, since that's something that I've done and am into and looking to continue to do. But when someone does it about their own life, and it may not be a pretty picture, yo, that's courage, and that's pretty freaking dope, and I love it. And his book, One Bullet Can't Kill a Dream, A Paradigm Shift, was released in 2019, and I think it's time we bring him on the air here. So, Kev, if you can release the Kraken at this time, I want to welcome to the Get Up Power Hour, my esteemed guest, ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together for Kirk Graham! Woo! Yo, big dog. What's up, Kirk? How you feeling?
You said the Kraken. I like that. Man, I am great, brother, and I so appreciate you, man. This is such a blessing to me, man. I am so full of gratitude right now, brother. And, man, you already know. You already know how I feel about you. Every time we see each other, it's a party, man.
Yeah, I know. I know. You got great energy, bro. You got great energy. Man, listen, first of all, very proud of you for not just putting out a book, because let's face it. Anybody can put out a book, right? I mean, well, not really anybody, but if you put effort, anybody can put out a book. But then to put a book out that has meaning is something else. And when you're putting out a book that has meaning and it's about your own life, and that's littered with struggles all throughout, as you note very clearly in this book, that's courageous, man. So I want to just say that I'm proud of you for putting it all on the line out there, because, you know, this book can help some people that are going through things in their life right now.
Man, I tell you, brother, thank you. Thank you, first of all.
Yeah.
But, yeah, this is one of them things, man, the creator, man, has just been dogging me, at me. Man, you need to write a book, especially since my shift, which we're going to talk about. But, yeah, and I just was putting it off. You know, you give excuses to yourself. You can't type, or you're not this. And this is something I speak on, man. If the creator has put something in you, and I just heard you talk about that, do that what you are good at. Well, I'm not really saying I was good at writing, but this is one of the things he enlightened me with. And it's a lot of us out there, man. I love the way you just put it, man. You know, when you're pushed to move to do something, do it. I mean, we get up in these older years, bro, and we have these regrets, and that's one thing you don't want. Mm-hmm. But that's one of the things, man. I was like, and then, of course, that was the other thing, too, is my life and what are people going to think and all of this, man. But I'm like, man, that's the only way people learn. People don't learn from the good. Like we see these posts on Facebook, you know, everybody's on vacation, having a great time or whatever. You know, we're happy for them or whatever, but you know, people only learn from adversity. Mm-hmm. You know, you can only grow from adversity. So this is something since the shift, you know, that I have learned. And then I just said, well, let me go on and do it. And I just daily, I can't type, like I just said, but I wrote, got one of those, a couple of those composition books, and just started writing, handwriting. It's an easy read. You read the book. It's an easy read. But, you know, I just thought it was handwritten, and I got some people that, you know, a couple of people that, you know, formed a little team, and they helped me out with it. Mm. It's self-published and everything, and it's my first one, you know, and I was so amped when you came out with yours, because I didn't even know. That was a surprise to me, and it was amazing, great. Get up,
baby.
So, yeah.
Yeah. Yo, big dog, I'm going to tell you, I love the vibe. I love everything you just said. The one thing I'm going to just, you know, I want to disagree on is the fact that you were kind of alluding to maybe you weren't good at writing or something. But I'm going to disagree with that, because I think you put the type of book out that people want today. Because this, you know, look, I'm a junkie of, and I'm obsessive, and I've said this before, with success and studying successful people. Somebody gave me a book to read, and it was the biography of Steve Jobs. And this thing was like 2,500 pages. And I'm like, I'm not reading that. And if I do, I'm going to have to get it on Audible, because I'm shaking and baking, and people are busy and fast paced or whatever. And, you know, a lot of the way that there's so many of these, there's different levels, different styles, but there's so many people are pretentious out there when they write, and they try to sound more elegant than they are or whatever. The one thing I heard, a lot of people that were complimenting me on my book, Get Up, and something that I want to compliment you on yours, is we write it the way that we speak. Like, I could picture you saying the words out loud. Like, it wasn't like you were making stuff up or you went to, like, thesaurus.com or something. Like, you're writing this book in the style of how you would speak and deliver it. And I think that that speaks to people because they want to feel that. They don't want to feel like they're you know, reading something or hearing something that's fake. They want that real, man. Why waste each other's time, right? And I feel this book is so real, bro. I want to get into it a little bit. So, first of all, let me put this book on ice for a second. Now, you're the first. I want to congratulate you, Big Kirk, because you are the first guest ever on the Get Up Power Hour. We've been doing a show, I don't know, 5-6 months, and you're the first one who is ever a call-in guest. And why is that? What state are you in right now?
Oh, I'm in lovely Atlanta, Georgia, man. I'm in Atlanta, Georgia. This is my hometown, born and reared here. And my travels have brought me back here. Of course, I left. I'm a firm advocate of leaving the nest, seeing what's out there in the world. Hmm. But my travels have brought me back here. So I'm back in the A, Hotlanta.
Hotlanta. And how
it's
hot is
chilly.
It?
It's chilly right now, but it's Hotlanta.
Yeah, well, wow. I got a freaking winter jacket with gloves on walking into the station today. What's the temperature down there by you guys?
We are a whopping... We had about 40 degrees, something of that nature. It's chilly, man. You know, people out here, but we cold out here, boy.
Yeah, that's a state of emergency for you guys.
That's
all right.
A state of emergency down here.
So all right, let me get in this, man. So this book, right, One Bullet Can't Kill a Dream, A Paradigm Shift. So I look at this book. If someone asked me, what is this book about, I think – and this is my own opinion, but in my opinion, this book is about a transition from a boy to a man, you know, or a young man who's doing bonehead young man things or just getting in situations, learning, growing, like you alluded to. You're not learning at the party. You're learning from your mistakes. You're learning from the grind, right? And, you know, this whole journey, 30-something years, to where you are today, and we'll get on that in the back end here. But I just look at it as a journey of success and that whole thing. So let me ask you this, okay? In the book, and I don't want to give too much of the book away, okay? But the book starts out kind of in your face because you talk about how, you know, you were a football player in high school, right? And
Yep. What
positions were you playing when you were, you know, in the gridiron there?
Well, high school, I was a lineman. I played both sides of the ball. You know, in my high school, we went both ways. So I played offense and defensive lineman. But when I got recruited to the illustrious North Carolina A&T Technical State, North Carolina Agriculture and Technical State University,
I was recruited
as a defensive lineman.
A D lineman, that's a mindset right there. You got to be a big nasty to be a D lineman. So, all right, you're doing D line. You're out there at North Carolina, which now at that point, look, I went into the military when I was, 20? And I'm assuming you're around that age, 19, 20, something like that. What was that like? Because that's out of state for you. That's away from home. Was that a weird experience? There's a lot of kids that are getting ready to graduate, go away to college. You know, for a young guy like you playing ball, was that exciting or was that intimidating?
It was exciting to me. It was exciting to me because I always wanted to go away. I never had that homebody type feel. If I'd have got recruited to California, I'd have went. You know what I'm saying?
If they made you the head weatherman in Alaska.
I've always been like a free spirit. I always wanted to get out the nest.
All right, so let's talk about this free spirit, right? You're out there with your crew, you're out there with your boys, you're out there with the team, you're getting acclimated as a freshman, right? You're up in North Carolina, Greensboro, North Carolina, with the team, and you know, you're with your boys, and you're going out doing what young guys do, right? You're trying to holler at the girls, and the book starts out with an incident.
Well, maybe I didn't. It kind of fast forward because this is going into my senior year. I kind of fast forwarded to my senior year.
So wait a minute. I stand corrected. That's your senior year.
No, that's fine. It's fine. I did touch on my freshman year, and so I made kind of a quick transition. And to the my senior year, this is after I pledged the fraternity, Omega Psi Phi fraternity, to the brother, and this is going into my senior year of my last year of playing eligibility.
This is even worse because you had eyes on the NFL at this point, didn't you?
That's every who's really serious about the game, man. I mean, I was highly recruited. I mean, I was serious about getting my shot. You know, that's all we asked for is a shot.
So you're about going to
that next level and showing them what I could do.
So now this makes a lot more sense to me. So now you're about to have your shot as a senior, as I stand corrected again, and you got eyes on the NFL, and then One Bullet Can't Kill a Dream enters into this book. And before we get into that, we're up against the break. Oh, get up, Army. Look at that. We're going to put you on ice. We're coming back in 60 seconds with author Kirk Graham, and we're going to hear about what happens and how this book got its name. Don't move, Get Up, Army. Be right back. Power Hour coming at you like a rose in a thorn bush, baby. Oh yeah. Can't stop, won't stop. We're under attack. We're under attack by all the negativity out there, and we're fighting back, baby. Punching fear in the face every Thursday from 1 to 2. All right, we're coming back. Woo, we're coming back with my man Kirk Graham, the author, all the way from Atlanta, Georgia, coming to us. Kirk, you still with us there, man?
Yes, I am, sir.
Oh, man. All right. So look, we kept everybody in suspense here. Now, the title of your book, and I'm going to look, we got to get raw. We got to get raw, Big Kirk, okay? Because Get Up Army ain't coming here for fluff and stuff. They want to hear the real deal. Now, this book is titled One Bullet Can't Kill a Dream, but I feel like one bullet killed a dream. So I got to ask you about this. So we get into the book, the beginning. Like we're saying, it's your senior year. You're creeping up. You're getting recruited. You're looking eye in the NFL. And you guys go out one night, and an incident breaks out. Somebody pulls a gun. And what happens?
We were there early for summer practice. Football team was there. And, of course, we have our little reprieves. Where we have to, you know, we can get out, we have a little free time, while we're there for summer camp, that we can go and do whatever. Of course, we have a curfew. So, yeah, a few of my, like I said, I just pledged, went over, a few of my frat brothers, they came back early, and as always, we hadn't seen each other all summer, and so we was like, gonna go out and blow off a little steam. I call this chapter The Choice because that's the choice I made. I had a choice to make. I could have either stayed, waited on my girlfriend at that time because she had called. She was on her way.
Or I could
go out with the fellas. My thing, I was going to try and do both. So I said, well, I'm going to go out with the fellas. I made that choice to go with the fellas. Of course, we were going over to all-girl college that was like, it's like across, literally across the street. It's like across the way. It's real close. And their freshmen come in early. You know, we young.
That's an all-female college, right?
So we went over there and all our paraphernalia and doing what we do. You know, we're known for, my fraternity is known for what we call hopping, party hopping, things of that nature. I guess, in the secular way, I say stepping or whatever, but we don't say we step. You know, we hop, we march, my fraternity. So we was over there marching, doing what we do, just being like you said, the kids. And, We have what they call the locals. You know, locals are the people that are not in college, but they still like to come on the college campuses and hang out as well. And one of my fraternity brothers got into a verbal altercation with one of the locals. And, you know, just just long story short, of course, I go into a little more detail in the book, but that's pretty much what happened.
Well, the book's very detailed
and
specific.
Of course, I wasn't a protagonist. I was kind of like just, you know, trying to play hero or what have you, and things happened, so.
And the things that happen.
You want to get the technical, the real details, you know, it's in the book.
Well, I'm going to give them this. You get shot, bro. You are shot.
Yeah.
You are shot that night. You're thinking NFL, and you are shot. Bullet in your body. And you wake up. Your brother's around you. You're in an ambulance. You don't know what's going on. So there goes, you know, I didn't say former NFL player Kirk Graham. I said author Kirk Graham. So I feel like One Bullet did kill a dream. Why did you title this book One Bullet Can't Kill a Dream? And I want to get into the subtitle too. But what? Because when I look at this, I think a bullet killed a dream. But is that the wrong perspective?
Yeah, you know, and that's what I thought too. I lived in that. That was my paradigm, if you will, for years.
Mm.
Because I actually wallowed in it, and I actually, you know, actually thought people were supposed to, you know, when I told them or when I shared it with them, I thought it was supposed to be something real mind-blowing for people to be like, oh, you know. But after a while, I started to realize, really, people didn't, you know. But that was my paradigm that it did. But then after, once again, that's why the subtitle is A Paradigm Shift. Really, the subtitle is the premise of the work. But that one bullet can't kill a dream, like you say, it's the draw. When people be like, ooh, one bullet, just like you just said, one bullet can't, what's this about? You know, so that's the draw. It was a horrific point in my life, and it was a pivotal point in my life, but this pivotal point led to, was just, you know, the first of many pivotal points to come, which I touch on in previous chapters. But but the paradigm shift is really the meat, because it's the enlightenment and the shift that was attained. So, yeah, you would think the dream was killed, but the fact that when one goes through a shift in their thinking and how they're looking at reality, then you realize, wow, okay, you still can dream.
So, we talk One Bullet Can't Kill a Dream, A Paradigm Shift. Can you what's your definition of a paradigm for people out there that may not know?
Well, your paradigm is defined as how you look at how you see your life, what you how do you perceive things? You know, just like your paradigm, just looking at you're positive. If something comes at you or if a problem comes at you, you're going to handle it a different way. Now, somebody with a different paradigm is going to handle it in a more negative. You're going to handle it in a positive fashion where you can learn and get knowledge and grow from it. Somebody else might look at that and it'll take them further down into the abyss of mediocrity, or use it as an excuse. So that's what I'm saying. What paradigm are you looking at? How are you looking at life? How are you seeing life? You know what I'm saying? You know, it's an individual's or society's view of the world and how they see things.
Kirk, you want to talk about this? You got some cool cover art on the book. You got a looks like a bullet that's either about to blow through or is blowing through glass. One single bullet. What's going on with the cover art?
Yeah, my graphic artist, shout out, Bosie Wells, one of my best friends down here in ATL. He's a good friend of mine, and he's a photographer as well as he does graphics. Mm. And this is one of the graphics that just he designed for me. I asked him to design. I gave him the idea of what I wanted to show. And he put some stuff together for me. This is one of the ones he got, and I chose it. But it's like a bullet, and you see a shattered glass, a shattered window. So the glass is, once again, that's your paradigm. You're looking through that glass, and that's how you're seeing your life. You know what I'm saying? That's what you're looking through. That's how you're seeing life. And so now I got the bullet. The bullet is this is indicative of this horrifying event that happened to me. That's the bullet. And it shattered, and I just, and it shattered how I was looking at life at the time. You know what I'm saying? So that's that paradigm shift where it shattered how I was looking at life. The way I was seeing life has been broken now. Now I'm looking at life through, a different, perspective now. And it starts from there. But yeah, that's the, did I explain that? Did you get that?
Yeah, I got all that, man. You explained it well. You explained it well, bro. And here's.
Cause I get the talking and I'll be like, I wanted to lose.
No. Yeah, it's all good. And you know what I like about this too is I'm kind of thumbing through because I'm holding it in my hand here and you're explaining, I'm looking at it. You have a lot of cool quotes all throughout the book. Some are biblical. Some are from yourself. Some are from some of the greats in you know, forward thinking, right? And a great quote you have in here is, you must change, this is from you, Kirk Graham, you must change your way of thinking if you want your situation to change. Now, do you think that changing your way of thinking, kind of the perspective, I guess, like that bullet either kills the dream or that bullet is just the beginning of a new life and a new way of living?
Man, wow. That's it, man. That's great. I like that. But yeah, that's pretty much, man, and that's kind of me paraphrasing. You know, we hear a lot of things about the mind and how we think and how we, just by how we think, how we bring things into existence. And of course, I kind of paraphrase one of my favorite verses, as a man thinketh, so is he, you know. So yeah, and that's just, we all paraphrase stuff, and that's how we get understanding. When we read stuff and take it in and then regurgitate it out in a way that we can understand it, that's why pretty much all of my quotes are paraphrases. And pretty much the quotes we hear are paraphrases from other people. So that's what it's about, man. I love it. And that's how we get understanding of what people are trying to say. But that's pretty much, man, you nailed it on the head, bro. What we think about is what we become. And that's manifested itself in so many ways, man. Mm. From this book, from the business standpoint, from the personal training, all that, man, it just has manifested itself. Because what you constantly think about, just like you, and what you always think, you know, uplifting, the radio show, all that. You can attest, you know, what you think about, what you put your energy into, that's what's going to manifest, man. I see it manifesting in real life, and I most definitely have seen it manifesting in mine.
Yeah, bro. I'm a big proponent of you got to focus on what you do want, not what you don't want. And that's too many people are going to the negative, and that's not even their fault. That's their own paradigm. And that's how those are those programs that are running in the background. And it's like, we got to be more self-aware. We got to be our own self-advocates. Hey, we're going to be breaking in just a couple minutes here, but let me ask you this. You have a whole chapter in here called Zombieism. You want to touch on that real quick? What the heck is zombieism?
I had a couple of titles I could have put. But yeah, that's pretty much walking around, bro. You know, I had a couple of titles, but I just chose zombieism. But I think you mentioned something about the Matrix in your book. Did you mention something? But anyway, it's kind of like I was just walking around in a state
existing.
Knowing. And just going along to get along, you know, just waking up every day. Like a lot of us are out there in a state of zombieism. You know, we're waking up, going to work, you know, paying bills, going back home.
Living for Friday.
Going to work.
Yeah.
Paying bills, coming back home. You know, and that's what we think life is. And for a minute, and for some years, I'm thinking all I was doing, man, was just surviving. I was existing, brother. Yeah, that's what it is. You're just existing, man, and I wasn't really living. So that's why I entitled that chapter Zombieism, because that was a period of pretty much how I felt, you know, like zombies are just walking around aimlessly looking for, you know, a brain to the devour, you know, until they get to the next brain. Yeah, that's all they're doing. You're looking for brain just to keep them alive. Until they get to the next brain. That's all zombies do.
This could be the Halloween version.
The Walking Dead. Yeah.
Yeah, the Halloween version of the Get Up Power Army, eating brains, baby. No, I'm feeling that, man. I'm feeling that. All right, Kirk, listen, we're going to take one last break. When we come back, I got a couple final questions for you about this book, about where you are now. Get Up Army, don't you move a muscle. Sit there, sit back, relax. We'll be right back at you. We're back, just like that. One bullet can't kill a dream, but we're coming at you like a gunshot, baby. Get Up Power Hour. We are in the final lap. We're in the last 10 minutes of the show, and I got all the way from Atlanta, Georgia, author Kirk Graham joining me. He's got his new book out, One Bullet Can't Kill a Dream, A Paradigm Shift. Hey, Kirk, first of all, having a lot of fun with you on the show here, man. You got some great mindset and ideas. Yo. You have a lot of quotes throughout here. One of them that I love is towards the back end of the book. It's by Warren Buffett. And for those of you who don't know who Warren Buffett, it's not buffet like you're going to go eat somewhere. It's Buffett, as in 2018 was the second richest man on the planet. Warren Buffett is quoted as, "The people who are most successful are those who are doing what they love." And you put that in your book, and I think, and that speaks to what we talked about at the top of the show. If you're good at it, then go do that. Go do what you're good at. If you like it, go do that. Like, build a life around that. Kirk, your whole book is filled with ups and downs and adversity. Where are you at in life now? What's going? Are you? Do you consider yourself successful? Like, what does success mean to you?
Wow, yeah. As you can see, these last few chapters are about, success. And that's my paradigm now. It's just about, we're starting with chapter 5, you know, which is a shift towards purpose. And, you know, I quote Earl Nightingale, success is a progressive realization of a worthy ideal. And for years, my paradigm and a lot of people out there has been, the Google definition, Webster definition of success as being a destination or reaching a certain plateau or what have you. But I love the way Earl is a progressive realization, meaning it's an ongoing process of a worth, you know, worthy ideal, meaning something that's going to provide value into someone's life. So you're getting up every day loving what you do and providing value for someone's life, you're successful. That's what I get out of that. I don't know what you get from it, Mark, but when I look at you and what you're doing and the exuberance you put in what you do, man, he's a success.
Thank you, brother.
Oh, wow. You know what I'm saying? Most definitely, brother. And, you know, and so that was a paradigm shift in itself, because we all got plateaus or we want to reach as far as, you know, notoriety, money, people, we talk about that. But then, you know, this just puts it in a different paradigm for me, because now I'm like, wow, when, you know, because I used to get up, once again, when I was in that zombieism state, hating going to work, hating getting up, because I'm like, hey, I go back on this, what we call the grind. Now, when I say grind, it's a positive thing to me, because it's something I'm getting up doing what I like to do. I get up 3:30 every morning, Mark, because it's something I'm finna go get it. It's something I like doing. Mm. You know what I'm saying? When I go to that gym, when I'm about to help people live their better life, you know, this is something, I'm a success, man. It's something I love doing. So that's what it's about. And that right there, Earl Nightingale and Warren Buffett, I mean, those top two of the successful. And on that note, when you're doing something you like to do, when you get up every morning passionate about what you're doing, providing value in people's life, that monetary and all of that is going to come. Wow.
That follows. That follows.
Wow. Ain't that? So that goes back to tell you, we all think it's a destination, but trust me, if you're getting up every day doing what you love to do, providing value in someone's life, all of that is going to be given unto you, man. That's what I've learned. That's the shift, brother.
That's the shift. That is the shift. I kind of look at it like this. Everything's great or everything sucks. You choose. You pick, right?
You choose. The choice.
Let me ask you this, man. Now look. You know, we're friends. We've been friends for a couple years now, and you look back, and we're connected. We on our Facebook and everything. You look through because I was, you know, looking to find a good picture to not a good picture, but a picture to showcase you. And, bro, you lost a ton of weight. You have really transformed yourself, not only mentally, as you could see throughout this book and how you're speaking now versus how you lived back in the day, but physically you transformed yourself. And you just talked about getting up at 3:30 every day in the gym. You are a personal trainer helping people now?
Yes, sir. Personal trainer, nutrition specialist, consultant.
I love
Most
this.
Definitely, bro.
How do people find you, Big Kirk? How do they get at you? Where can they get you online? How do they contact you? If they're local in Atlanta, they want to be trained by you. If they want to pick up your book, how's this work?
Well, of course, you can get the book at Amazon.com, One Bullet Can't Kill a Dream. Amazon.com. And as far as getting in touch with me, I'm on Facebook, my personal page, Kirk J. Graham, but I also have my fitness page, is Fun Fit For You, no spaces, FUNFIT, numeric 4, YOU.
That's Instagram. So that's Fun Fit, the number 4, you, right? Fun Fit For You.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
That's my Instagram, my Facebook, and my YouTube.
Yo, you got and the YouTube, you're doing different videos now, which talk about each chapter in this book, and you kind of expand on that mindset of what you wrote it about, and you know, you kind of go in more detail, right?
Yeah, well, what I do, I talk about the prefaces. I don't spoil the book, but I do talk about, just like you said, the quotable quotes at the beginning of each chapter. I expound on those, and it gives a preface or an overshadow of what that chapter is going to be about. So I just, I expound on those. I give kind of a mental jewel on those quotable quotes, kind of like what we're doing, just like what we're doing today.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. No doubt. No doubt. Well, look, we got about 2 minutes left in the show. So I want to thank you so much for coming out here today on the Get Up Power Hour and just sharing some of you to the Get Up Army, the rest of the universe. And everybody needs a little something to know that their current situation is not their final destination. And to quote the very back of the book, Kirk Graham says, "My only prayer is that all who turn these pages are enlightened and elevated to a higher sense of purpose in their own lives." And that's what it's about, being strong enough to lift other people up. So, from one author to another, Big Kirk, thank you so much for taking your time and coming on here today, bro. Really appreciate you.
Man, I appreciate you too, man. I'm touched. I'm so touched right about now. This has really been a...
I love it.
It's real. It's, hey, man, it's true.
Yo.
People are splitting their life, Thank you.
That's what it's all about, man. Thank you. And for everybody out there in the Get Up Army, I want you guys to get out there right now on Amazon. Pick up your own copy. It's an easy read. It's a fun read, and it's straightforward. It's One Bullet Can't Kill a Dream, A Paradigm Shift by Kirk Graham. Get that on Amazon. Go follow him out on Facebook. Go follow him on Instagram. Go check him out on YouTube. That's Big Kirk. And, I told you, Get Up Army. I told you, we do not disappoint on this show. Every week, we come swinging for the freaking fence, baby, because if you don't, that's no way to live. And I want to end it on this, because as we go out, you might feel fired up right now. You might feel elevated right now. But then what happens? Life comes around, hits you in the face like an 18-pound sledge. And then what happens? You just go back to your own paradigm, right? Sometimes people get down. Sometimes people get low. And you're allowed to get down. You're allowed to get low. But you're not allowed to stay there. That's why I wrote Get Up. And that's why I do this show. And that's why I show up to show out for you every week. And I want you to know this. You said you've tried everything. But have you tried not giving up? Have you tried taking one more step? Have you tried just going one more time? Have you tried just throwing your hat in the ring, just one last shot? Because it only takes one good shot to win. It's like a knockout puncher in the 12th round, baby. One good shot is all you need. And every single week, I'm going to be giving you my best shot. I love you guys. I will see you next week right here on 1520 WCHE at 1 p.m. I am always in your corner. It's Mark Hayford. We'll be right back.